This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
I don't want to get involved in that mess here at that place.
Were they trying to extort you, though?
They did, yeah.
They did.
It was a lot. Mm. Yeah, the construction mafia was starting then.
Mm.
So that's all I can say. I had enough. I lost a lot in the process, yeah.
How did it start when they were trying to extort you? How did it start, sir? At least if you gave me that case number, then I can just... Yeah. Check with the cops quickly and not traumatize you further.
No, yeah, just get their case number there. I can't even remember because I just didn't actually engage further with that stage, yeah.
Oh, then you just left it and then...
Mm.
But when they approached you, what did they say? Is it the local business
forum? No, remember they started well with a forum and they come, but they are ringleaders all the time. Yeah, so... And I would know some of them directly who they are because
definitely.
You know, they were threats and all that. It was just a mess. No.
What did they say?
As a professional, you don't want to be involved in that type of a thing. I that's why sometimes whenever something like that happens, you walk away.
Mm. Oh, so you decided that I'm walking away from this.
Yeah. Yes.
But I want to know what they said, you know, those ringleaders. You might not remember them, but when they approached you, what did they say to you to actually start, you know, wanting to extort you?
No, you see, there were a couple of groups. There were three groups there. That's why they, you know, they threaten you with your life. So in the process, you end up actually, you know, being in the mercy of if you don't have, you open a case, then they don't follow. You find that they know, the police know them, and then they can't do anything.
I see.
So you just put yourself in trouble, you know. I don't want to be followed by anybody. No. I've had enough. Yeah. So sorry, my sister, I can't help you there.
No, I understand.
I've had enough with that, yeah.
I understand. But was it during the project or when it was about to start? Or when midway?
When we had started.
Oh, you had started.
We had done a lot of work. We were almost, you know, completing when we had to move up because they messed up our equipment and all that. They terrorized everybody that was working.
Because you refused to pay? Is it because you refused to pay?
Yeah. No, remember they were forcing to do, you see, these things come in like this. You find a person in the setup has got somebody, either it's a supplier and they force that you must actually, you know, get services from that person or materials from that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when, you know, at inflated prices.
Mm-hmm.
So, It ends up that not being a viable, you know, project when it's like that. And that's what's killing the project.
Oh, so that's what they wanted. They wanted you to buy suppliers from. Yeah.
They will force you to have you have your own equipment. Well, because I had my own equipment, they would actually rather mess up the equipment. Even, you know, that's why they could ban. They could actually vandalize. They do everything. It's just terrible. No, for when you are a black person and then that happens to you, you know, you no longer know what to do.
But some of the SMMEs that I spoke to, I don't know if they were part of the ringleaders. Now, they said that you could not pay them. You did not pay them. And then one day you just decided to abandon the project. You still owe them.
You see, sometimes also the municipality itself had problems financially. You know that it's not a well-run municipality. And that's why probably you are having an interest in the story. That's why, for me, is the trauma that I've had there is just enough.
But would it be so the non-payment
it's not worth it. You know, to be honest with even you guys as journalists now, that is for me, that one is a water under the bridge for me. I can't release that trauma.
Yeah.
Because I choose my battles now. There are things that you can fight and there are things that you don't have to.
Okay, but you said there were three groups that actually approached.
Yeah, there were three groups, yeah.
Okay, and then they wanted you to buy suppliers from them, and then use their own equipment.
They force you to engage a supplier at inflated prices that are even not beyond your budget and all that. So this is the normal thing that is happening, you know, now in many sites.
I hear you.
But we were hit earlier than others. But now, whatever is happening now that you can stem out is what we're looking at. Because if you go to construction sites, that's what is happening.
When you say you were hit earlier than others, what do you mean by that?
The mafia issue was not strong.
Okay, I hear you.
Mafia issues throughout the country that we are battling with as a country.
Okay, so you were forced to leave the project, and then because of the threats that you were getting.
Yeah, we had to.
Yeah.
There was no other way.
Okay. No, thank you so much. I wanted to check the case where it was. But
no, I reported it there, right there at the Mfuleni police station.
Yeah. And then
but I only to find that all the guys that we are reporting to people that are their people in a way, because they work with the police. That's why it's a very dangerous thing, this thing where they will, whenever they actually find that you are actually playing smart, they tell you are playing smart, will deal with you. That's all. And they will kill you.
So
is it worth it?
No, I hear you. Yeah, because according to the municipality, it was satellite.
Yeah. We lost a lot. Yeah. It's hard. You know, it's hard when you are actually trying to make everything and then you get fed back like that. Yeah. That's how bad it was.
Sure.
That's why it's traumatic. You know, when you say trauma, at least this one is leaving something that you have. Something that you can chase. This is this one I'm giving you is a hot story. It's a hot because there are judgments.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.